WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter of what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality! I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat, sleep, bleed.
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MDGHomes.com/MDG1211. It's the end of the Vince McMahon ownership era, the final night of Monday Night Raw under his era. I'm the producer, Sorokin. That's Lindsay Ward.
As I have to unmute myself, yes! It is the final Raw of the Vince McMahon era. It feels weird, but at least in true Vince McMahon fashion, the show was changed multiple times before it went to air. So, you know, consistency is everything here.
One last time for good old time's sake.
Just one more time. Just, we gotta do it one more time. Just cause, you know, it's important. Just cause. But yeah, no, this was a show. Things happened.
Including The Miz beating Akira Tozawa, trying to just send a message to L.A. Knight before their match this Friday on SmackDown.
This was a good match. I mean, it was a comeback for, you know, Miz losing to Tozawa a couple weeks ago due to L.A. Knight's interference. So this is a nice little comeback for Mr. Miz.
Mm-hmm.
So I enjoyed this. I thought it was good.
So we had some backstage stuff between Xavier Woods and Drew McIntyre. Talk about WrestleMania and Kofi winning at Kofi Mania, and Drew winning in the Performance Center. And then they got Drew and Xavier Woods in a good match.
I enjoyed this. I thought this was excellent. It was a lot of fun.
Drew got the win. No surprise there. It would have been something to see Xavier get the win, but they're going to still continue to push Drew in a top position.
It makes sense, too.
Makes a lot of sense. And it looks like it, you know, he's going to more leaning heel-ish, so
could we get a little bit nastier Mr. McIntyre? We'll have to see.
It seems that way. Chelsea Green was backstage and talking about her partner was not there because she's not medically cleared and was trying to suck up to Shayna Baszler, and they agreed to have a match, and then Piper showed up and was like, I'm medically cleared, and just takes her belt back.
I like that. Mine. Chelsea's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Shayna beat Chelsea. Piper then got involved. Oh my god.
What?
It hit the post and went in.
They doinged it?
And they doinged it in.
Who doinged it in? The Jets or the Giants?
The Giants.
Oh,
my God. No.
This is the craziest fucking football game.
Now my thing is...
Oh, no. Your fantasy.
It's tight now. God damn it.
Do you have a tiebreaker?
I don't know what the tiebreaker is. We'll have to figure it out.
Do we need to pause the show to get you the...
No, you're good. Anyway.
We can pause the show so we can make sure Rock's fantasy is good.
No, it's not. It's going overtime. It's not going to be good. Because they can still hit another one. Anywho, it's only week one. Doesn't matter. They doinked it in. You heard it, too. That's
my favorite part.
Anyway, Piper and Baszler got into it. Zoe Stark came out to even the odds, and then Piper backed down from Baszler and Shayna. So Shayna and Zoe, new team.
I'm here for it. I'm down for this. I'm completely 100% on board. I think Zoe is a good quality replacement for what Shayna was doing with Ronda. Because I think, weren't they teasing something with Zoe and Shayna at some point and Zoe got hurt?
No, maybe.
Or am I thinking of something else?
You're probably thinking of something else.
Maybe. I don't know. But I like the dynamic together. I just like it. I think it's going to work. You have same energy, same wavelength, same everything going on there. So yeah, this is going to be good.
It's a nice follow up from the situation with Trish.
Yeah. Like just kind of move her on from Trish, put her in another program and just keep going.
So there's a video with Nakamura saying he'll strip the title from Rollins and expose the lies he claims to stand for. And he will challenge Rollins when he feels like it. This brought out Seth Rollins. He's at peace with his past and is proud of his future. He said the fans didn't come to see him talk. They wanted to see him fight. He talked about Nakamura not accepting his challenge and said their match payback took more out than he was letting on. He got fired up and called out Nakamura. Nakamura did music play, but it didn't come out because he was at backstage attacking Ricochet.
Like you do.
He goes, sorry, I'll take your title. Just not today.
I'm busy. I'm going to take a rain check.
I'm going to take a rain check on that one.
But, you know, maybe at some point, we'll see how that goes.
Maybe somewhere down the line that will happen. So we had the celebration for one Gunther for his record-breaking reign as Intercontinental Champion.
Dude, this was fucking fancy.
It was. They were all in suits, big podiums and stuff.
There were fireworks. They rolled up in a Benz.
I mean, you know.
He
elevated the title to new heights never seen before. He said but he's running out of competition. He's only competing against himself. Chad Gable came out. They had the main event for ages. The world still talk about it. He's feeling it this morning, but he walked through. He came out to congratulate Gunther for winning the match. Gunther took Gable to enter the ring and say what he had to say to him face to face. Gable did. He saw a look in Gunther's face and said, no one has come as close to beating him as I did. Gable said he saw the same look on the faces of his entire family, including his oldest daughter, who had tears caused by Gunther. Gable said Gunther lit a fire in him that won't burn out until he makes everything right. Gable said he beat Gunther once and he'll beat him again. He didn't know when, where, or how, but he will get another shot. He swore to God that he would win the title for himself, his career, and his family. He swore that his daughter would walk out with a smile on her face the next time. Gunther asked if Gable wanted another opportunity to have his family travel to the show and see him take the biggest beating of his life. Gunther accused Gable of using his kids as bait. Gunther said he pushed him to his limits, but a disgusting, terrible father.
This is really good. All of this was really, 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 really fantastically good.
Then Gable went after Gunther with a punch. Vince and Kaiser got involved. This brought out Otis, which then brought out Tommaso Ciampa, which set up a six-man tag team matchup. Hell of a match.
I would watch this again.
With Vincey tapping out.
And Gunther was not happy.
No, it looks like besides Gable, Tommaso Ciampa is another one coming for Gunther.
The IC competition is heating up. Gunther may not have as little breathing room as much breathing room as he thought he had.
Indeed. One of the best effective segments of the night was the backstage contract signing between Tiffany and Becky. Like, it was short, simple, both got their points across. Becky talked about how Strand is using her, is only concerned about being famous, is what welcomes her to big time. And Tiffany's like, I don't need you to be famous, but I have no problem beating you and making her name off at your expense. And this was just good, because Becky talked about how, you know, she's just using her to try to get stardom. And it's just like, this is effective. Both signed the contract, sets up the big match tomorrow night on NXT. It was well, this was well done.
This was incredibly well done. I was, however, distracted by Tiffany's skirt and the fact that she had that little belt thing and it was so close to her navel ring. I was worried it was going to get caught. Like, that's honest. I swear to God, that is where my attention went. Because I just see this big shiny silver thing on top of another big shiny silver thing. And I was trying to figure out what was going on the entire time. But this was very good. This was very effective. But yeah, minor concerns about the belly ring. I'm glad it worked out.
Kevin Owens came out to start, or Jey Uso came out to start off Monday Night Raw. He said it felt good to be out of the bloodline and be on Monday Night Raw. Kevin Owens came out and said, Owens says that Jey's now on the KO show. He said he's been where Uso has been. He said there are a lot of people who don't want Jey on Raw. He mentioned Riddle and Drew McIntyre, so they weren't alone. Owens said Cody Rhodes wanted him there, and Sami Zayn welcomed him with open arms, but that's it. Owens said Jey had to prove it to him that he's not the same guy he was when he ran with the Bloodline. This brought out the Judgment Day, Mysterio, Priest, and and Finn Balor. Balor asked how Owens was to talk to Jey that way. Balor said Judgment Day respects Jey Uso. Priest said Owens doesn't speak for the entire locker room or Judgment Day as they made their way into the ring. Priest said he knew that Jey would need some time. He said Dom said no to Judgment Day 1,000 times, but now he's the best he's ever been. As Dom talked, crowd booed. Dom told Jey not to let the Owens question his character. Priest said there was supposed to be a match with Zayn and questioned where he was. Owens said he's not here and that's why he's dressed for a fight. Jey said he'd fight with him and recalled Owens saying he had to earn his respect, so they're going to fight together tonight against the Judgment Day. So it was a non-title match between Finn and Damian, Jey and Kevin, the tag team champions, got the win.
You know, if Kevin and Sammy ever break up, I would be okay with Jey and Kevin.
But Jey hit Owens with the super kicks. Allen was...
You know...
Go ahead.
Respectability. You know, street rep. You know, street rep. Street,
credibility. Street. Credibility. Yeah. It's credibility. Jared Allen was picked off. Or Josh Allen was picked off. Jets win.
Josh...
He got... They ran
Jets
away.
Win.
Jets win.
God,
he ran it all the way back.
Oh my God,
my goodness,
that's crazy.
Who needs Aaron Rodgers? Barely. Four interceptions tonight for the defense and a fumble.
That's just crazy.
Holy moly,
that's absolutely crazy.
Anyway, back to Raw. They were starting to glare to each other, and Kevin is like, I don't know about it. I don't know. He was trying to apologize afterwards. Owen said they're in the Judgment Day locker room, and, you know, go dye your hair purple and join them. So, that's where we're at. Tensions are rising.
Well, I mean, Kevin still has to be bitter about everything that happened, you know, and there was resolution there, but there wasn't resolution there.
Mm-hmm.
It more happened on Sammy's end than it did Kevin's end. So I can see how Kevin's like, no, we're not doing this. No. Good try, though.
So Cody Rhodes came out and was trying to talk about it, but Dom and JD McDonagh came out. Dom said, you know, he wanted to talk about how happy he is that Cody brought Jey to Raw. Dom and he said that Jey would join the Judgment Day and make Cody look like a fool. Dom told Cody there isn't a thing that Cody could do about it. Cody then punched him. JD got involved. JD got taken out. Crossroads. Dom ate a crossroads.
Everybody ate a crossroads. You get a crossroads.
So Cody is kind of feuding with the Judgment Day, kind of feuding with Dom again. So we'll see what happens.
Again, Dominic getting that big win over Cody Rhodes. It could still be a thing.
Or is this Cody being now, we're seeing the end of Cody on Raw, he might be going to SmackDown.
I mean...
Because he could be the one that was traded.
He could be. We don't know. All I do know is I want to know how much product they put in JD McDonagh's hair to make it do that. Like, the flip up was just... It was solid. It didn't move. It was impressive.
And then your main event was for the Women's World Title, Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez. Really good main event. Much better than their pay-per-view encounter.
Agreed. Yeah, this was way, way better. I think they've had some opportunities to work each other out, to work each other on the house show circuits. So it's a little bit easier for them. But yeah, this was very, very, very good. They had a lot of time. I enjoyed this immensely.
So what she didn't enjoy as much was what happened at the end. So
she's back.
As Raquel was trying to get in the ring, Nia Jax returns to WWE in Monday Night Raw, taking out Raquel Rodriguez with a Samoan drop on the floor. The Irresistible Four threw her back in the ring. Riptide for the finish. 1, 2, 3. Rhea mounting and continuing to reign supreme as your Women's World Champion. Nia then got in the ring, headbutted Rhea, dropped her, left her laying. Nia Jax is back on Monday Night Raw and in WWE.
Okay. I will say this. Nia Jax looks absolutely fantastic. She's lost quite a bit of weight. She looks really, really, really good. So I'm very curious to see how she works now, because I know that part of her issues were because of her weight and the fact that she was just kind of struggling to work against it, basically. So I'm very curious to see now that she's really changed herself how she works. So I'm hopeful in that score, but I'm going to reserve judgment until I see it.
Mm-hmm.
But my initial reaction is just no. But I'm going to give it a chance. We're going to see how this goes, and hopefully it's good.
Hopefully it is. good, yeah. So yeah, that was Raw.
That was Raw.
Good show.
The final show of the Vince McMahon era. Tomorrow, Endeavor takes over, and this was a very entertaining show. You had twists, you had turns, you had ups, you had downs, you had everything you could ever want in the show. And I liked it very much. But we'll move on Thursday
with the Rack
to talk about, you know, for the Rack to talk about the actual merger, because supposedly it closes tomorrow. So that will probably be our big story of the week of what happens with the WWE merger and all the other news and notes and things and places and stuff that happened in wrestling this past week. That's the Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Indeed. Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, Fortnite Night with Friends, followed by Steve Maria Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, or Sunday night, WTR Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. Chat, it's September, which means new sub for 1 month is 20% off, 3 months is 25% off, and six months is 30% off. You can also use, link your Amazon account to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use Kiriko Rockstock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite Item Shopper Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Linz Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/LinzWard, where I stream Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail. There's banners, there's stuffs, we're doing quests, all the things, but it's twitch.tv/LinzWard. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinzWard, LinzWard.RackRadioShow.com, or just look for Linz Ward on the YouTube, and you can follow me on TikTok, at LinzWard0.
That'll do it for the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack, and right back here, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Look in my eyes, it's you or die, it's die.
I eat, sleep, bleed, the demons in your dreams. I eat, sleep, bleed. WildTalkRadio.com.